The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 7 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. My name's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
And I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic. It's good to be here again with you. It's always a pleasure. Humility. I think I have heretofore in previous sharing with you admitted that I had no idea what humility was when I was out there using and abusing, and really didn't find out until I landed up in jail. It says in our manual we just read a few minutes ago, it says, we had to humble ourselves deliberately. We had to surrender every particle of self-sufficient pride and admit that our efforts to save ourselves have been insufficient. It says it has to be our choice. So I'm going to give myself just a little bit of credit tonight in that when I finally was, and I've always said, compelled to be humble, I'm grateful that during that period of time, I could actually make a choice to do it. I could have gone another way and remained bitter and divisive and lots of other stuff. So, but, you know, I've always said, and I sound like a broken record, that I really believe if there was one quality or virtue that I would give to anybody in the recovery process, it would be that of humility. It just seems to open the door to the atonement and to the recovery process. You know, I think we live in a world that, or a society that, generally speaking, doesn't honor humility. It's deemed to be or seen as a weakness. If you're humble, you're weak. When in fact, it's just the opposite. Humility is power. And the more you have of it, the more powerful you are, I think, because it does open the gates of being able to feel the Spirit and opens the way for you to recover. At least that's what happened with me. And, you know, I don't struggle with my addiction anymore. I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to use today or not, or tomorrow or next week. I try not to take it beyond that. Maybe a week is enough to look ahead, but I still struggle with humility. I wished I had that same kind of humility I had in that jail cell, because I fight for it all the time. I still am a prideful. I still fight pride, and I have plenty of character weaknesses that either I'm unwilling to give up or I still struggle with. But I do know that humility is a powerful, powerful tool in recovery. And I shall testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Robert.
The full episode for Step 7 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.